Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, today I'd like to reply some of the replies which you lovely boys gave me in the reply section on my video yesterday on how there is evidence that the American average IQ is in decline. Now, I'd like to emphasise, firstly, that this was not true with the American study, but I linked the American study into other studies, some studies in the Netherlands, studies in France, studies in Finland, and all of those studies were on purely the native population, purely the European population. So that therefore that is showing you that the reason why that decline is happening, and very probably why the decline is happening in America as well, and in fact, independent of what was this new study, we've got data on the European Americans and we know what's happening. They are declining in IQ, completely independent of any other factor you might think of. This is something that is happening to European peoples, European descended peoples, independent of any other factor. So people were saying, oh, we should talk about migration patterns or whatever. That is nothing to do with it. We are on decline in IQ, and it is happening among the European descended population. And it's happening because of the negative correlation of about minus 0.2 between intelligence and how many children you have, which leads to extraordinary things happening at the left and right tails. At the right tails of the IQ distribution, basically people are just sterile. And at the left tail, they're having loads and loads of children and loads of generations. The second suggestion that was put is, oh, it's to do with the education system. The education system is getting worse. People are being taught woke stuff. People are being taught nonsense. And so that's why the IQ is going down. If that were the case, then the IQ would be going down on the most environmentally sensitive components of the IQ battery. But it isn't. It isn't going down primarily on those. It is going down on the most genetic components of the IQ battery. It's going down on the aspects of intelligence that are most highly genetic. So this is not consistent with the hypothesis that it's to do with education systems getting worse or whatever at all. It's consistent with the hypothesis that it is a reflection of breeding patterns whereby more intelligent people simply have fewer children, and so across generations, IQ goes down for genetic reasons. And the third proposition that was put is, the future's like Idiocracy then. Oh, Idiocracy is a prophecy. I get this comment again and again and again. I've actually done a video on Idiocracy, and I've pinned this video, so you can check out that video. No, it's not like Idiocracy. Idiocracy is the most violently and insanely optimistic movie I have ever seen. Idiocracy is set 500 years from now, and yet America is a united society with one government, with, to some extent, law and order, which really sort of reminds one of sort of modern-day El Salvador or somewhere like that. That is not what is going to happen. The process of collapse is going to happen far more quickly than that. Based on the data from the National Longitudinal Study of Youth, we predict that the native, the European Americans and European peoples will have an average IQ of 85 by the end of the century, if it's 100 now. That is a massive difference, and that will be the difference between a science professor and a high school science teacher, or a high school science teacher and a policeman, or a policeman and a low level security guard, or a low level security guard or someone that is mentally retarded and incapable of working. That's the kind of difference we're talking about. Based on per capita major innovation, we will have the IQ. We have the IQ now that we had in the 16th century, and we will have the IQ by the end of the century that we had in about the year 1100. So, no, and when that happens, trust levels collapse because IQ is associated with trust. The ability to keep supply chains working collapses because that involves intelligence. The ability to sustain civilization collapses. The ability to maintain complex polities collapses. Polities break up into basically feudalism, into warlords that control small little areas. The whole electricity system, all of these things would be likely to collapse. Now, you can argue, oh, well, AI will do something about it. Well, you may be right about that. AI may push it slightly into the future or something like that. But eventually, AI has to be sustained by humans, and it has to be sustained by electricity, and it has to be sustained by certain things that eventually one won't be able to do. So those are my replies. In particular, regard to Idiocracy. A lot of people will comment, oh, Idiocracy, Idiocracy. I get it. No, Idiocracy is set 500 years from now. It's far too optimistic. We're talking about getting to Idiocracy levels of standard of living, certainly by the end of the century. So, goodbye!
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you could also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!